Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. The reality is that today, especially in the world of social media, people are empowered to follow their passions to create, curate, connect with others, and to attract a following. This allows people to create their own influence, and everyone is influential about something. Influencer marketing is the practice of engaging people of influence who have active networks to help achieve your own business goals. By making someone else the hero of your content, you can reach an audience that you couldn't otherwise do on your own. And it's exactly what our guest this week is doing. Gia Lee is a real estate sales executive with Acton Del Keith in the western suburbs of Perth, Western Australia. Only new to the real estate industry, Gia's unique approach to marketing is refreshing at least and strategically brilliant at best. I recently caught up with Gia while in Perth for our Digital Marketing Essentials workshop to learn more about how she is leveraging local entrepreneurs and people of influence to quickly build her own audience, drive tangible outcomes for her business, and very quickly become an influencer herself. Having only been in the industry for less than a year, I know you're going to be inspired by Gia's approach to content marketing. With that said, let's pick up on the interview where Gia is sharing with us what inspired her to look for other ways to market. Enjoy.
When I first started, I actually walked every single street of my suburb that I was physically able to drop something into or door knock. And I still do my own letterbox drops occasionally. And when I put that flyer into that letterbox, I looked in like anybody would, and I noticed that I was one out of possibly seven, eight, even nine sometimes, depending on the day. And it occurred to me that I would be lucky to even get half a second's worth of exposure when they take my flyer out of that letterbox and walk to their big bin and throw it away.
Yeah.
And then it occurred to me that I need to get into people's homes. And if I'm not being invited into these appraisals initially, then I need to find another way to get in front of these clients. Mm. And people now consume digital at their own time. You know, we binge Game of Thrones when it's released. We binge on Orange is the New Black when it comes out for that season. So therefore, you know, I knew instantly I needed to be in that device in front of them at their own time. Mm. And it just made sense that digital was the biggest platform from which I can amplify my story. Until I decided to enter real estate, I actually had no social media accounts at all. Mm-hmm. I wasn't on Facebook. I wasn't on LinkedIn. I didn't even know what Instagram was. So I'm a late bloomer. And when I knew that I was going to enter real estate, I knew that my network was going to be my net worth, essentially. So I instantly opened up my Facebook account. I opened up a LinkedIn account, and I pretty much went on a mission to create my network as quickly as I could. So I really had no bad habits, Josh, because I was using it for commercial reasons and I only saw the commercial benefits and there wasn't any personal deficits that I found through using these platforms.
So let's just break that down. When you said you opened up a LinkedIn account and a Facebook account, what was it about those during that process that you were going to do differently that other agents weren't doing? So was it content? Was it just explain that, how you started building your audience.
Okay. Well, first of all, I looked at everybody else's content that was going in through Facebook and LinkedIn, and I found myself engaging with certain content but skipping past the others. And what interested me the most was that I loved stories. I loved it when it was about people, how they had accomplished certain successes or journeys. Mm. And then a bright light just came on, and it occurred to me that behind every home that someone sells is a family who lives there. And every family has a story. And in particular, the high net worth clients, I knew that the public would be quite interested in learning their stories. So if you're living in a $5 million house, Josh, I think the public of Perth wants to know how you made $5 million to live in this house. And I think it's not even just about perhaps the net worth, but it's the journey. And I really wanted to capture that journey and to amplify it to the community, because I knew that it would get people's engagement.
How did you capture those stories, and where did, what did you do?
Okay, well, first of all, from the beginning, I knew to get attention with my content, it needed to be beautiful. And hence my personal branding, Live Beautiful. So when I went to produce the content, I hired a photographer to come with me. I did research about the people I wanted to actually interview, and I reached out to them, and I made sure as much as I could it was going to be done in their own home. So I wanted to talk about how they became successful and how their success influenced their luxury space. And more importantly, Josh, I'm a Perth girl. Perth's given me everything that I have. I have a lot of affection for our city. And when I see Perth going through a trough like this, it upsets me, because I know we're such a thriving city. So I want to use these stories to inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs.
So let's dive into that. So that's where I guess your perspective blog comes in.
Exactly.
How many episodes have you got, or how many posts have you built up around?
I think I'm clicking on to 30 now.
30. So just explain for everyone listening, what is the perspective blog all about?
Sure. So every week I will reach out to an entrepreneur in our city, someone who's quietly reshaping our economic and our commercial landscape.
So not, let's just make it very clear, they're not potential vendors or current clients. They're just entrepreneurs and people of influence in their own niche.
Somebody who has done something tremendous for our city. And I want to use their story, like I said, to create an awareness for their business, for what they have done and contributed to the city, but to also use it as a platform. So if somebody is reading that journey, they can take something away and go, I can be that person too. And then we have then bred an entrepreneur for Perth. We need to be giving before we have the right to ask. And I guess deep down, like I said, I have so much affection for this city, and I ask, what can I now do back for my city? Because it's given so much to everyone.
So, okay, so what you essentially do is reach out to entrepreneurs and people of influence in their own niche and industry, and basically strike up a conversation with these people to then arrange, is it a video interview? Is it a podcast? Is it just have it transcribed? How do you actually capture the interview that you would do with those people?
Well, it's a courtship, Josh. You know, I recently interviewed a prominent food and beverage identity in Perth. Okay. Took me 7 months of romancing him to actually finally capture him. You know, he was in and out of the country for so long. So first of all, we have to zone in on who we want on perspective. Then we obviously reach out to them, and I tell them about what we do, and I guide them to my site. And I think that has been a big social proof. It's hard for me to tell them what I do, but when they visit my site and they see the beautiful website, the professional photography, and also my writing, I think they trust me more. And then that point, I arrange a moment where we bring in a professional photographer, we go into their home, and then I also send them a series of questions up front before I go in there to go through, and I just let magic happen.
Fantastic.
You have to be authentic. We don't want it to be so choreographed. It's not about creating like a Vogue shoot. It's about creating a moment in time where someone is willing to share a side of you in their own space.
So do you capture them on video? Are
they no, video? Not, no. Yet. Not okay. yet. No. And this is a very, like, I'm excited. I actually believe that video content by 2018, it's been projected, is going to become the main form of content running through Facebook. So I'm starting to invest in video heavily.
So for real estate agents, Gia, a lot of people think a blog is a place for them to publish essentially articles that they think people want to read, and they've been taught that you've got to have a catchy headline or you know, something that people would want to click through to read. Mm-hmm. But you're not approaching it in that way. And we should be very clear that it is a strategy of yours. Right. In the marketing world, we call it influencer marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're essentially doing is picking out people of influence.
That's right.
And making them the hero of your content.
That's right.
And what's the result of that? Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Once you've recorded an interview with these people,
mm-hmm.
and featured them on your website.
Sure.
I would assume that you have a photo with them on there as well.
Multiple photos.
Fantastic. So what happens next? So okay. Once you've got that on your website, mm-hmm. what's the next process, and what have been the results of that?
I think the idea of influencer marketing, it's you're trying to leverage someone's network and to use their network to amplify a message. So I make it very clear. I always ask every person that I've interviewed for perspective that when this goes live, all I ask of you is to please share it with your circle of influence.
Mm.
And you just, we'll see it organically grow.
Mm.
And in particular with your Facebook page, if you've got to set it up properly and you sponsor it, you'll actually get to see how many people you can reach. And it's astounding. And then you can drill in. You can see what demographic is actually reading or clicking through,
mm.
how many website link clicks you're going to get, the age of the people clicking through,
mm-hmm.
and the gender, whether it's male or female,
yep.
and whether they're even based in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that data then becomes my gold.
Agents would listen to this, Gia, and they'd be thinking, look, We've tried that. We've interviewed businesses and we've tried to feature local companies on our blog or on mm-hmm. our Facebook page, and it's been done. It has been done that we're mm-hmm. people. But where I think you zig when they're zagging is, if I can use that phrase, is really what you're doing is making someone else the hero of your content, but not throwing a call to action at the end, other than please share it with your community, and you're quite happy to play the long game rather than needing. You're not necessarily chasing leads right now. What is the goal for you right now with perspective, with your
awareness?
Yeah.
All I aim with perspective is I genuinely love what I do. I'm so passionate about the writing. I enjoy seeking out these entrepreneurs. It's almost like a courtship, like I said. And when I craft their story, I get something out of it too. You know, Josh, I'm inspired. Like, I do my writings every Sunday night, and for those 2 hours, my life is so filled with hope.
Mm.
I'm excited. Mm. I think the key is, as Simon Sinek said, people buy your why,
mm.
not your what.
Mm.
My why is I genuinely believe that these stories are going to help our city grow and become a better place. People become successful because they've helped enough others along the journey.
Mm.
And I really haven't had anyone say no to me.
Well, look, I think we've only really kind of scratched the surface on I think some of the cool things that you're doing and some of the cool things that you will be doing.
Thank you.
So what would be your just some final thoughts for people
sure.
listening, thinking, look, we want to go down this path of building an audience around content, and
yep.
we think that's a great idea of interviewing people and making them the hero. What are your just some final parting thoughts on that side of things to make sure that they're getting benefit from it, they're not just wasting time?
Okay. Well, I always believe that storytelling is the cornerstone of human connection. So if you're going to go down the content path and you're going to create stories, make sure it's a compelling story that you're going to be telling, something that you want to tell. Something that you want to listen to and you want to hear. And it has to be evocative as well, because if it doesn't engage, then you're not going to get people coming back to your content. Again, you have to be consistent and be patient, Josh. You know, this is my 6 month in and I'm just starting to get traction. Is it hard finding the time every week trying to meet somebody, arrange a photographer, do the writing and then broadcasting it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But my passion keeps me moving forward. I genuinely love what I do. So again,
I think that's a great point. I just want to pick you up on that as well, because I think we say in the marketing space that content marketing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And there's a lot. I see so many agents who start a blog, or they look at what someone like yourself is doing, and they think, "I'm going to go do that."
Yes.
And it's 2 months, 3 months, and it's all too hard, and they stop. There's been plenty of people that I've seen doing podcasts and that sort of thing, and they get to episode 50 or 60 and stop. So I think there's a really valuable lesson, and I just wanted to pick you up on that point. That
thank you.
For someone that hasn't worked in the industry at all, you're already building an audience. And again, not just a database, it's an audience of people who are engaging with your content.
Yes.
And you're not going to stop, are you?
No, and I'm always learning. I understand also that, you know, Instagram is another huge platform that's growing. Snapchat is also growing. I'm investing heavily in video now as well. And soon, I guess, podcast is just going to be a natural evolution of what I'll end up doing.
Yes.
So I think you just have to and enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
It's not the be all and end all. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy meeting the people. Yeah. And because real estate, it's about the people. Mm. A house doesn't wake up and call you to ask you to sell it. The owners do. So make sure you engage with those people first and foremost. And the brilliant thing about content is, Josh, you don't know who is watching. You don't know who's listening. And even more exciting is you probably don't even know where your business is going to come from.
100%.
Yeah. So that excites me every day. Like I said, you know, if you're going to spend $500 on a letterbox drop, try spending $500 and reaching 100,000 people on Facebook.
Yeah, great point. Great point. Well, look, where can everyone find out a little bit more about the Perspective blog? And how can they get in touch with you if they'd like to have a chat?
You can obviously contact me on my mobile. If you Google me, you will find me on page one.
Fantastic. Well, what is your blog address for those of you who want to check it out?
It's my full name, gialee.com.au. So it's gialee.com.au. And if you'd love to have a chat about how to start something like that or workshop some ideas, I'd be delighted to assist. You know, what you give out is what you get back.
Love it. Well, look, Gia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for being so accommodating for my first time in Perth and WA. We're fresh off a plane, so it's a long flight over here to WA. But
it's worth it.
Absolutely. No, it's so far so good. Good coffee. Good coffee.
Thank you.
Gia, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure.
What a simple yet brilliant marketing strategy. Seek out people of influence. Tell their story by making them the hero of your content and become an influencer yourself. I hope Gia's story has inspired you to start building your own audience. And until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.